The other piece of motoring news that caught my attention in the past week or so was Volkswagen announcing that they will be phasing out manual transition by 2023 in some of the models already.
Yeah, it makes sense. Autos are getting so good. They used to be, you know, we used to call them old slush boxes, and there was one of these like four speed, you know.
Do that again?
Yeah. That was quite good, actually. Yeah. Off the cuff. And they were generally actually not particularly efficient. However, the technology and the mapping and everything has just moved so far ahead. And, you know, there's now 10 speed gearboxes, which means that the you sort of always have the car in the right gear for the most efficiency. So they are now more efficient, you know, than the average human driver, which is what a manual gearbox requires.
Yeah.
and so that argument's kind of got out the window. Also, I think, well, COVID sort of spanned traffic a little bit, which is probably the one upside of COVID. But the more people sit in traffic, the less I think they want to drive manual cars. You know, there's this great technology which can only be integrated with an auto. So, for instance, traffic crawl, which a lot of cars have these days, doesn't work on a manual.
Okay.
So, for instance, you know, that sort of bumper to bumper traffic crawl in stop start traffic, that can only be integrated with an auto. So you see where the sort of safety tech is moving and the convenience tech is moving, and just doesn't leave much place for manuals. So I think where we'll still see manuals though will be sports cars and 4x4s, but even that is on its way. I mean, for instance, I don't think you can buy a manual Toyota Supra, for instance, which is like one of the most legendary sports cars ever.
Okay.
You just can't buy a manual one, you know. And then we had this really tricky issue a couple of years ago with Cars Awards, where the judges had put a manual BMW M2 forward for the finalists to be judged at Girotech, at our testing ground. We could not find one in the country.
Oh, wow.
So technically it was on sale, but there weren't any,
yeah.
You know? So I'm pretty sure you can't actually buy a manual M2 either anymore. So yeah, it seems like that's where the trends are going, and sort of why spend R&D budget if no one wants them. You know.
So, follow-up question. I'm sitting with a newly learner-licensed driver in the house who has yet to have her first driving lesson. Do we even bother teaching her to drive a manual, or is the future all automatic?
Such a great question. I'm not sure. I think in 5 to 10 years' time, I'm not sure anyone will be driving a manual on a day-to-day basis, unless they really want one and they have to go actually, you know, search for one, or they really like driving sports cars during the week, which is actually quite painful, to be honest. But I like the idea that if you're a driver, you can drive any transmission, so that you can, if there's ever, I don't know, an emergency or whatever it is, and you need to jump in a car and move it or get it out of the way or whatever the case may be, and or use it to ferry someone to hospital or whatever the case may be, that you know how to operate the car. So, no, I would still say there's value in it, personally.
If nothing else, she doesn't end up being that contestant in The Amazing Race who doesn't know how to drive the manual car. I laugh at them every year. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks. Interesting conversation, Chiro. Appreciate the feedback.